Medical information obtained from our website or on the live show is not intended to be a substitute for professional care. If you have, or you suspect you might, have an illness or other medical condition, you should consult a healthcare provider. The opinions expressed on this radio program are not necessarily those of the sports doctor, this radio show, or their sponsors.
Hey everybody, welcome live from Chicago. It's the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist. All things sports medicine, fitness, and wellness. Brought to you by Global Schoolwear, school uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger, Lower Extremity Review and MVP Parent Magazines, UK Health Radio, quick shout out, Bruce Merrin, CelebritySpeakers.com, the guru of PR. He represented Elvis Presley. And his first sports people were Jackie Robinson and Muhammad Ali. I'm proud to be involved with them. We've got a great doubleheader today. Elizabeth Reed Aden, PhD. She's a former senior global pharmaceutical executive, really a prescription expert. She's the author of the upcoming thriller, The Goldilocks Genome. She's joining me along with Philip Wilson. He's the president at Relax Saunas of Momentum. And some Bob Guida wisdom, your emails. Elizabeth Reed Aden, welcome to the Sports Doctor.
Thank you, Bob. It's great to be here.
Give us some background on yourself leading up to your upcoming book.
Well, as you mentioned, I was a pharmaceutical executive at one of the top Swiss pharmaceutical companies. And there we... About, say, 20 years ago, or even longer, we recognized the importance of being able to tailor medicines to individuals because there was so much variation in how people responded to a medicine. And we started collecting data so that we could understand which patients responded well, which patients didn't, and why. And the way that the regulatory system is set up, it's very difficult, especially then, to be able to segment the patient population so that you could get the right medicine to the right individual based on their DNA. And so that led to trying to personalize or make the concept of a Goldilocks effect in drugs, more accessible to people, which led to my writing the book, The Goldilocks Genome, where I talk about, for example, how there's a Goldilocks effect in antidepressants. And what do I mean by a Goldilocks effect? I mean, the drug is just right for about 40% of people, and it's too little for 30%, and it's too much for the remaining 30%. And about 80% of all our prescription drugs have a Goldilocks effect. And, you know, if we were able to...
It's a big deal, Elizabeth. You know, I've been talking about this for 3.5 decades on The Sports Doctor. The fact that there's a pill for everything in our society. The fact that, you know, the pharmaceutical gigantic industry. You know, the United States is one of the few countries in the world that allows ad nauseum television advertising. Constant advertising of drugs. And you're talking about a profound point, which is the individualization is a big deal. And there's a lot of variance, especially whether we're talking about the nightmare of opioids and pain medicine that we've been living through for 20 years, or we're talking about diabetic drugs, or we're talking about all antidepressants, like you mentioned, and the fact that there is the availability, awareness that these things can be tailored. You know, DNI would be much more specific. I think that's is that a big deal still to medicine, Liz?
Oh, it's a huge deal. And so for example, adverse effects from prescription drugs they're the fourth leading cause of hospital deaths. They're the fourth leading cost of hospital expenditures. It's huge. So if we could, even in the hospital, my vision is that we could make this gigantic leap forward if our DNA were incorporated into our medical record. And because now we have the tools, we have the ability through big data to incorporate people's DNA, the testing of DNA is very inexpensive at this point, and we have the systems.
Yeah, what do you think of these commercial, you know, you see a lot of these commercial entities advertising kits for people to use to identify, to move in that direction. Is that something that is good quality, or is it, you know, good old USA marketing?
Well, I can give you my experience. So in 2014, I did one of those DNA tests. I believe it was the first out on the market. And that looks at what's called a single nucleotide polymorphism. In other words, the gene varies by one DNA change. So that's not the same as a full genome scan, but it's a good start. And I asked friends of mine who were...
Well, I think, you know, that's the awareness of this. Well, this is one of the reasons why we're excited to have you on. You know, whether we're dealing with, again, the marriage of holistic medicine along with our normal, quote-unquote, general medicine, and the fact that there's so much attention to mind-body activity. Again, whether we're talking, again, the whole performance-enhancing drugs world, and they will always be cheaters, but so much of that, I renamed it into performance surviving. Because of overkill, with overtraining and pushing excessively, and then the again that incredible pain pill nightmare. So the awareness, the education, I think is very, very important. Is Big Pharma helping on that side of things, Liz?
Big Pharma does, in fact, help in the sense that we've been advocating for years to have personalized medicine. And it makes sense. Everybody wins. The patient wins, the company wins, the economy wins. It's a win, win, win. Better medicine, more focused medicine. It's cheaper to develop. It's cheaper to do the clinical trials on. And it works. It's a win for everyone.
Well, those statistics are, you know, they're alarming in so many different ways. This is why this information is so important. Everybody, you're listening to The Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist. If you go to my website, sportsdoctorradio.com, if you go over to radio shows, you go back years and see international guests, national guests, local guests, endless array, sports medicine, fitness and wellness topics. Listen to whatever you'd like. If you go over to newspaper articles and magazines, lots of interesting stuff on so many different areas in these specialties. A lot of excitement with MVP Parent Magazine. We have thousands of followers. I can't tell you how many guests I get on LinkedIn and Twitter. At Sports Doc, DOC Radio for Twitter, we're talking with Elizabeth Reed Aiden, PhD, and this interesting title, the Goldilocks Effect. So is the Goldilocks effect the fact that there are these differences, or is the Goldilocks effect looking to follow through with this personalized medicine that you're talking about? Is it the pro or con?
It's actually both.
So, okay, I don't want to give your book away, you know?
it's both. It actually looks at how the pharmacology differs based on the individual's DNA. So the Goldilocks effect is there not only for the antidepressants, but it's also there for many, many of the different opioids and even for over-the-counter medications and even for foods. So the key point is that as a starter, if you start with some of these genetic testing houses that look at these single nucleotide variants, you yourself can get a sense of do I have the right genotype for a prescription medicine that I'm taking? You can start to take control yourself and wait for, you know, the big medical industrial complex to catch up. And that's really important because it gives
you... I would think that in the world of sports medicine also, Elizabeth, what we've seen is a lot of attention to what you're talking about. You know, the world of nutrition and the world of mental training. And then, again, this science of, again, an athlete or parents who are looking to have their children in the world of over-the-counter supplements, all of these areas, the ability to get personalized in order to do two things, enhance, help, prevent trouble, sounds like a big deal.
Well, it's huge. And even talking about sports, the same one test for DNA can also give you information about your slow twitch and fast twitch muscles, how you manage energy. Are you going to be better in a sprinting sport or a long distance sport? So it's not just that you can learn about how you metabolize your drugs, but you also can get a window on where do you fit, you know, or what's the best possible fit for you in terms of some of the sports you might want to pursue.
Yes, I think that's a very interesting area. And again, in the world of high competition, high pressure, youth sports, again, the two things everybody cares about, can we prevent injuries and problems, and can we enhance performance, make things more efficient? What's the best site or area people could find out about some of your writings and what you're doing, Liz?
They can go to my website, which is Elizabeth Reed, Aden, A-D-E-N, .com. And I also have a community Facebook page called Personalized Medicine and Nutrition.
You know, the areas of people having this kind of information. So the general practitioner and the internist, and you would think, again, the pediatricians, again, the whole world of organized American medicine, as an example, I would imagine would be paying more and more attention. Now, you talk about side effects, and you can't watch a commercial on TV without getting bombarded. For 10 years, I've been screaming, 20 years, about just tell people there are side effects. Check them out, you know, instead of listing this what people don't understand. But what you mentioned, I don't want to glide by that, which is, you know, side effects are a tremendous third, fourth, fifth most common hospitalization situation. Wow, that's quite a statement.
Oh, it's huge. And most of that is avoidable, potentially avoidable if we had the genetic information. And there are primarily, you know, six different enzymes in the liver that account for the vast majority of these side effects. And 80% of our drugs are metabolized through the liver. And those enzymes are highly variable. So if you know the enzyme, that you know the variant, whether it's, you know, the mainstream one that's just right, that's great. But if you have a variant that's, quote, just wrong, it's really important to know.
You know, and how about, again, some of these natural exciting supplements? You know, we've had a lot of excitement with CBD, medical marijuana. A lot of excitement over the past decade or two with the ability of having some natural substances that can make a difference. What are some of your thoughts with all your research in the world of natural and holistic medicine? You know, you mentioned over-the-counter supplements and also being able to find out where DNA or that might fit in.
Okay, well, let's take a look at CBD. That's also very similar to what we're talking about. It also has a Goldilocks effect. Everyone doesn't get the same response because, again, it's metabolized and activated by certain genes. So because you have a great response to CBD doesn't mean that I am. But again, all this information is available and accessible through, you know, simple, quote, well, simple $100 test from a number of different suppliers, and you can start to ask, how do I react?
Other so if people go to your website, they can get information with following through with some of these suppliers and other instances of getting this information?
Yes, they can. So I list who the different DNA providers and then different websites that can help you analyze and understand your data. And you can look at the what drug you're taking and see if it's one of these liver enzymes called a P450 enzyme is involved, and look it up and see.
And I would imagine most physicians, you know, when they get this information, let's say the patient comes in, I'm telling my cardiologist, hey, you know, my information, you wonder how well he's going to accept some of that. But I guess that's, again, the challenge of all aspects, you know, with big time, big medicine. We don't want to only label big pharma, but we got these traditions. And when you're talking about these kinds of especially very important, exciting new information that individuals can get, makes so much sense. So give me again the website. And when is your book coming out, Liz? We've got about a minute left. When's the book coming out?
The Goldilocks Genome is coming out in January. And the website is Elizabeth with a Z. Reed, R-E-E-D, Aden, A-D-E-N, .com.
Fabulous. Thank you so much for joining us. Hold on.
Thank you, Dr. Bob.
Hold on. We'll be right back, everybody. Sports Doctor. Hey, everybody, it's Dr. Bob Weil, a sports doctor. I'm excited to announce the release of my new book, co-written with Sharkey Zartman, hashtag Hey Sports Parents, an essential guide for any parent with a child in sports. You know, Sharkey is a former Hall of Fame volleyball player. She's the mom of two daughters who became Division I volleyball players. Together, we have over 70 years of combined youth sports experience. Goal of the book? Give you the essential tools and guidance to make your experience as a sports parent the best it could be. Hashtag Hey Sports Parents is divided into four sections. The first section, Sports Parenting 101. Sharkey talks everything about parenting, about coaching, that whole interaction between parents and coaches, coaching your own kid. What are the things to really pay attention to? The second section is the Sports Doctors In, yours truly. My discussion of injury prevention and treatment, choosing the best shoes, youth sports and drugs, essential exercises, the dilemma of youth football, orthotics. Third section, experts speak out. We bring together eight different experts in nutrition and sports performance and mental training in all aspects of coaching in that section. The last section is the parents' perspective, some insights from about a half a dozen parents of athletes. So everyone, hey, get out your megaphone, spread the word. Now available on Amazon. Order now. You'll be more confident. So will your young athlete. Hashtag, hey sports parents. Everybody, Dr. Bob here. LER, Lower Extremity Review Magazine, is celebrating their 10th anniversary. It's been a decade of providing key clinical and practical information about concerns, conditions, and treatment solutions for the lower extremity, both sports and non-sports alike. LER is the only multidisciplinary publication for doctors of all specialties, educators, therapists, and trainers. They inform practitioners on current developments in the diagnosis, treatment, and prevention of lower extremity injuries. LER prides itself on editorial integrity and evidence-based content. Their tagline, collaborative care for better outcomes, says it all. Hey, colleagues, go to lermagazine.com. Hey, everybody. MVP Parent Magazine is special. Evidence-based topics on all areas of youth sports. Rich Dubin, a sports dad himself, takes his three decades of publishing. He just celebrated the 12th anniversary of the acclaimed LER Lower Extremity Review magazine one of sports doctor's key supporters, and he pours it into MVP parent. Factual evidence-based info on such key topics like physical and mental training, nutrition, injury awareness, treatment, recovery, and prevention. I am proud to be a contributor to MVP Parent with the Sports Doctor is In article in each issue. Go to MVPParent.com. MVPParent.com. Hey, it's Dr. Bob. School Uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger is setting a new standard within the school uniform market. More schools are understanding the value that uniforms provide, school pride and identification being one of them. Another is a well-recognized reduction of student pressure to keep up with classmates in the real world of what to wear each day to school. School Uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger provides amazing quality and value to its partner schools and families. It is truly the first brand in this market that students are excited about wearing. Go to the website, globalschoolwear.com. Globalschoolwear.com. Hey, everybody. Welcome back. It's the Sports Doctor live from Chicago. Dr. Bob Wild, sports podiatrist. We got a glitch here. I don't know where Phil Wilson is with his far infrared therapy, but hopefully he will call in any minute. I thought I'd touch on the U.S. Open. There's so much hoopla excitement around the U.S. Open. You know, all those years ago, I was on the court with the great Hall of Famer Tracy Austin, paying attention to the orthotics that we had put in her sneakers. I think it was 1985. She's training with Bob Guida. And some of the great players we saw with the tremendous hoopla around the soon retirement of the Serena Williams and the Williams sisters, especially with the success of the movie with that whole of with the family of the Williams and all that controversy. So I was thinking back again of some of the great athletes that we saw at Sports Fitness Institute and Sports Performance in the world of tennis. It came to see Guida to do two things. Again, to try to prevent problems and injuries, whether it was upper shoulder, back, core area, whether it was lower extremity, the knees, the feet, their ankles, and to enhance performance. You know, back in the late 70s, early 80s, mid 80s, tennis went from a sport where play more tennis, don't lift weights, that philosophy to today, where some of the greatest athletes we'll see in all sports are tennis players. And it was amazing to watch the story about the Williams sisters and how they grew up and how dad really, and mom, orchestrated through their whole beginning of their career. And he knew. They thought he was nuts. His two girls were going to become the greatest players ever. And today's game, again, is so physical. It's really remarkable. I remember it was 1981. In walked John McEnroe to see us at the clinic. And in between arguing with his dad on the phone, when he first arrived, he was in to see us because of some persistent ankle concerns. We really wanted to include a comprehensive foot-ankle program. At the same time, we wanted to initiate orthotics for John. And now, of course, he's one of the great commentators. And he's a tremendous proponent of training and strengthening. Back then, this was a tough sell. It was a tough sell also for Tracy Austin, who would just play more tennis. And Bob Guida was trying to work with her to be a better athlete, to include strength and weight training in everything else that they were doing. In this particular point in time, it's a tremendous challenge. You know, tennis is one of the sports I call the prodigy sports, where we have young teenagers, adolescents specializing in the sport right away like gymnastics and figure skating are other examples. Ballet is another one, where even though the doctors and therapists will insist that parents and coaches have this boy or girl play different sports. Remember the old letter sweater? You know, little athletes who walk around with four or five different letters from their different sports. It's a rare bird this point in time today. There's a lot of specialization very, very early, and it really gives us problems with what we call repetitive motion injuries. Again, think of that young tennis player swinging a racket hundreds and hundreds of times a week. And what Bob Guider would make a big deal out of was strengthen all the areas of the body that help stabilize and slow those motions down. When he worked with all of Jim McMahon, the great Chicago Bears quirky quarterback, who did all of his shoulder rehab with Bob Guider, Bob spent a tremendous amount of time dealing with strengthening the back of his shoulder, his neck, all of these upper back, all of these muscle areas, again, to slow down, this type of momentum. So it's such an exciting time. And we saw Serena Williams. She won her first match. As we speak, she's playing the number two seed this evening, Venus, who also is talking retirement, lost her first round match. But both girls are going to play in the doubles. I don't know how many different major titles they won as a doubles team. So it's a very, very exciting time. You know, it's interesting. On the Sports Doctor, we have a contest a couple times a year. And the question is, which sports require the best athletes? And we'll get all sorts of great answers. Everything from the defensive back in football to NBA basketball players. Tennis always would get a tremendous amount of votes. Again, as a sport that required the greatest athletic skills. And so we're going to be watching to see whether Serena gets past this second match and can move on, and whether she retires or not. You know, it's interesting. It's upcoming shows. We talk about it a lot. I call it, on the Sports Doctor, the mental game, whether you're the best athlete in the world, whether you're their parents, whether you're the coach, and all of these pressures on coaches, parents, young athletes, especially when the sport is already becoming serious. And so we have, as part of our roster of guests, sports psychologists, psychiatrists, mental trainers talking about this tremendous challenge. You know, the late Jim Vickery, the great sports psychologist, he shared my radio show with me in the 90s, the early 90s. And Jim would always have some great advice for sports parents. And one of his main points was not to be a critic and to not be another pressure cooker on top of your son or daughter. And it's amazing, and I've talked about it on LinkedIn and Twitter over these past 2.5 years with the pandemic. Whatever guest we would have on, whatever their area of expertise, whatever their sport or book or whatever challenge was, they would talk about mental health being such a huge topic. And this is something that we, again, to really, really talk about, even though, of course, the sports doctor and sports podiatry, we really make a big deal out of the role of the foot in sports. We talk a lot about what's the best shoe for your son or daughter? What's the best shoe for you? What are some of the problems hopefully we can prevent, especially when we're including and talking about the two essential exercises that we want athletes to include, regardless of their age, level, or sport. And that's really, really strengthening your feet and ankles and working balance, working on balance and stability. And the more running and jumping that's involved, many times the more pounding that's involved, the more we see that strengthening these areas becomes such a big deal. So this is all part of the umbrella as we're talking about some different topics here. Somehow Philip Wilson, the president at Relax Saunas, the Momentum, you know, the far infrared therapeutic world, we will definitely try to get him back and figure out. It's one of the crazy parts of live radio. Someone doesn't make it. There's a time zone mistake. You know, somebody was got going. You know, when I have guests on from Australia at 3 o'clock Central Time in Chicago, it's like 6:30 in the morning the next day in Australia. So you got to be on top of, or our colleagues, with our show being repeated every week on UK Health Radio, then we're at 6-8 hours ahead of time when we have some of these guests. So this is all part of the rock and roll when we're talking about live radio. And we'll try to get them back. And again, the topic we discussed yesterday quickly on my segment, The Sports Doctor's In, with the show Run With It, Christine Blanton's show out of British Columbia, we were talking about parents getting their kids ready for school sports. New season, everything's starting up, school sports are starting up. We talked about some important points that I want to share with everybody. Your son and daughter getting ready for fall sport, you want to pay attention to their history. If they've had a history of problems, you really want to see the podiatrist, the physical therapist, your pediatrician, to be able to talk about trying to pay attention to prevention. And history is a big deal. You know, if your son's always had arm problems and we're going into a new season of baseball, we want to be paying attention to, can we prevent that? What kind of exercises, what kind of therapy really, really makes sense? So the history is something that we really want to pay attention to. We talked about that. We talked about that your son or daughter should be in the shoe that's designed for the sport that they are playing. Same for adults if you're playing adult sports. So your son or daughter is to be in a shoe that's designed for that particular sport, and they are measured properly. I can't tell you how often in our general population, let alone sports, the individual is not fit properly. So you want to make sure, well, you know, they're always size 7. We're going to order the shoe online. Not smart. Going to a good shoe store, running shoe store, sports shoe store, being measured makes big sense. So many mistakes are in with sizing. One of the reasons why, I was always a New Balance fan. Besides, they were a sponsor of mine for about 4 years, the Mirabelli's, famous family shoe stores. New Balance paid attention to width. So again, we'll catch you on the next segment with the Sports Doctor's In. The Sports Doctor, live from Chicago.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
It used to be hard to find the world's most wonderful alcohol-free drinks. Not anymore. Whether it's a health thing, a lifestyle thing, or you're trying new things, make sure you save yourself from the guessing game of the supermarket shelves and shop with ZeroZilchZip.co.uk for the world's most carefully curated range of alcohol-free beers, wines, spirits, and more. Health Radio listeners can save 5% with the code HEALTH5. Visit ZeroZilchZip.co.uk or click our banner on the UK Health Radio website. Discover alcohol freedom with Zero Zilch Zip, because nothing's better.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Hey everybody, Dr. Bob here. LER, Lower Extremity Review Magazine, is celebrating their 10th anniversary. It's been a decade of providing key clinical and practical information about concerns, conditions, and treatment solutions for the lower extremity, both sports and non-sports alike. LER is the only multidisciplinary publication for doctors of all specialties, educators, therapists, and trainers. They inform practitioners on current developments in the diagnosis, treatment, and prevention of lower extremity injuries. LER prides itself on editorial integrity and evidence-based content. Their tagline, collaborative care for better outcomes, says it all. Hey, colleagues, go to lermagazine.com. Everybody, we're back live from Chicago. It is the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist. We found him. We got Phil Wilson on the phone from Relax Saunas. Phil, welcome to the Sports Doctor.
Thank you. I'm delighted to be here. I really am.
Great. Give us some background. Again, we've talked a lot about it. I'm a big fan of the healing effects of far infrared energy. Been around a long time. Give us some background on yourself and the far infrared saunas.
Well, about 20 years ago, I discovered far infrared saunas. I was at a conference, and I said, wow, I can't believe you can have a far infrared sauna or a sauna in your home, because I've always loved saunas. And so I started using it and promoting it back in 2001. And in 2002, I got a call from Taiwan about the Relax Far Infrared Sauna, relaxsaunas.com. And they were explaining that their technology was such that they could give you the exact frequency of water. See, the whole purpose of a far infrared sauna is to increase your body temperature, because Hippocrates, the father of modern medicine, said back in Grecian times, find me a way to create sweat or fever and I will cure disease. So this is what actually happens. The Relax Sauna company in Taiwan, they were asked by a Japanese company, can you create like a healing spa, like the healing waters in southern Japan where people go to get healed? Can you create that out of electricity in a home? And they said, sure, we'll put all our attention on it. And 10 years later, they finally figured out how to do it. And what they do is they filter out all the invisible energies coming from electricity through using a special semiconductor chip that has, quote, far infrared materials in it.
Well, yeah, the and technology, what they, Phil. But what's the advantage between regular saunas and far infrared energy, which we've always talked about a lot, having, again, the healing quality, recovery, rest? So what's the difference with far infrared energy compared to, let's say, a regular sauna?
Yes, exactly. And that's what Hippocrates says, increasing body temperature, creating a fever in the body. The far infrared energy is the same wavelength as water, so it resonates with water and causes the water molecule to shake, to spin, and it changes the voltage, and that increases the body temperature. So far infrared saunas increase body temperature, and the outside temperature doesn't matter so much. Increasing body temperature, that's the miracle, because that in itself will mobilize the lymphatic system, it'll increase the microcirculation, it will activate the parasympathetic nervous system, so you feel really, really relaxed. It oxygenates the body, and our body needs oxygen to function. It also kills the parasites, the lymphocytes, or not the lymphocytes, the Lyme spirochetes.
Yeah, the relaxation and, part, Phil, is a big deal. You know, in sports medicine, there's not a serious team. There aren't serious athletes who aren't very, very involved. Again, and how can I enhance recovery? How can I get my body to relax, to detoxify? And, you know, sauna has always been a popular addition in so many instances. Now, you're involved with something that's actually like an individual sauna that somebody can carry around in a backpack?
Well, not a backpack, but you can carry it on. You can carry it in a little pack that you can put on your back. It does fit in a suitcase. The pop-up tent is about maybe 18 inches, 24-inch diameter, or not diameter, but about square, a 24-inch square area. It can fit in there and in a bag, and the radiator is about 8 inches by 8 inches by about 18 inches, and it fits in the bag. You can carry it in the trunk of a car. You can carry it in a suitcase. You can carry it on a plane. And, yes, and what it does, it relaxes you, by activating the parasympathetic nervous system. The Dodgers, the Los Angeles Dodgers, bought three saunas from us, and actually the trainer actually took them to the he asked us to send him one for the All-Star game because he was also the trainer for the National League All-Star game. But we are having incredible results for sports recovery and also for sports performance. We were at a sports show at two of them, and they had a machine that could measure how far you jump by jumping high, and it measured it. And after people got in the relaxed sauna, we were like an aisle across from them. The people could jump 2 to 5 inches taller after only being 2 to 5 inches higher after only being in the sauna for 5 minutes.
You know, that's even before they put the orthotics in their shoes and strengthened their feet and ankles. Everybody, you're listening to Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist. Go to my website, sportsdoctorradio.com. If you go over to radio shows, you go back years, millions of topics, tremendous guests all over the world. Listen to whatever you'd like. Can't tell you how many people follow us and that we get out from LinkedIn and Twitter. A lot of action, a lot of good information at SportsDoc, DOC Radio. We're talking to Philip Wilson, the whole world of far infrared energy. Hey, if the Dodgers do it, we got to be impressed. What's the website, Phil, people could find out about your far infrared energy?
It's relaxsaunaswithans.com. Relaxsaunaswithans.com. And the one, relaxsaunas.com/sports recovery, has all the information on sports recovery. That's
so
relaxsaunas.com.
What are the age variabilities in your experience in the use of the saunas, you know, as far as young adolescent athletes, super seniors? Is it 3 to 103? Or what are some of the age variables?
Yeah, it's basically from age 3 to 103. Basically, we have usually when by the time you become a teenager and you're into athletes, you know, age 14, 15, 16, you go in, you get the best 20-minute sweats of your life. Young kids will go in just for 5 to 7 minutes and usually will want to get out after they just start to sweat a little bit. But, yeah, this is for 20-year-olds, 70-year-olds, 80-year-olds. You know, I'm 74, I think. And
welcome to the club.
I've been using it for 20 years, and it just makes me so relaxed and revitalized at the same time. It's sort of like an oxymoron, but by getting you super relaxed, you plug into an energy source that's not chaotic like the nervous energy of the sympathetic nervous system, but you get tuned in and relaxed, and it just seems to connect you to the zone. When you're in the zone, everything goes right and you can't do anything wrong. And because of that, it also energizes you once you reach a certain level of relaxation. It's a beautiful experience, and it's profound. And we had some golfers who golfed 10% higher after being in the relaxed sauna for 5 to 10 minutes on their drive.
You know, it's interesting. The famous Japanese company Niken, the whole world of magnetic energy, over decades ago in the early 90s, they made wraps for different parts of the body. They actually made a quilt, and the energy that was involved in those materials was far infrared. That would help control temperature, but it was to enhance healing, was to calm down tissues, stimulate circulation, etc. And this is something very exciting. Phil, give me quickly again the website people could find out more about it.
Yeah, relaxsaunas.com/sports recovery or relaxsaunas.com, period. Relaxsaunas.com, and there's so much information on research on infrared saunas.
Great. All right, Phil, thanks. Hold on for a second. Thank you so much for joining me. We found him, everybody. The end of the show.
I'm sorry I'm so late.
All right.
The station that makes you feel good.
Good,
It used to be hard to find the world's most wonderful alcohol-free drinks. Not anymore. Whether it's a health thing, a lifestyle thing, or you're trying new things, make sure you save yourself from the guessing game of the supermarket shelves and shop with zerozilchzip.co.uk for the world's most carefully curated range of alcohol-free beers, wines, spirits, and more. Health Radio listeners can save 5% with the code HEALTH5. Visit zerozilchzip.co.uk or click our banner on the UK Health Radio website. Discover alcohol freedom with Zero Zilch Zip. Because nothing's better.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Hey everybody, Dr. Bob here. LER, Lower Extremity Review Magazine, is celebrating their 10th anniversary. It's been a decade of providing key clinical and practical information about concerns, conditions, and treatment solutions for the lower extremity, both sports and non-sports alike. LER is the only multidisciplinary publication for doctors of all specialties, educators, therapists, and trainers. They inform practitioners on current developments in the diagnosis, treatment, and prevention of lower extremity injuries. LER prides itself on editorial integrity and evidence-based content. Their tagline, collaborative care for better outcomes, says it all. Hey, colleagues, go to lermagazine.com. Hey, everybody. MVP Parent Magazine is special. Evidence-based topics on all areas of youth sports. Rich Dubin, a sports dad himself, takes his three decades of publishing. He just celebrated the 12th anniversary of the acclaimed LER, Lower Extremity Review magazine, one of sports doctor's key supporters, and he pours it into MVP Parent. Factual evidence-based info on such key topics like physical and mental training, nutrition, injury awareness, treatment, recovery, and prevention. I am proud to be a contributor to MVP Parent. With the Sports Doctor is In article in each issue, go to MVPParent.com, MVPParent.com. Hey, everybody, we're back. It is the Sports Doctor's In segment. We've had a couple of mix-ups, but we were able to get our second guest, Phil Wilson, in, which was great. This segment, again, we preview some upcoming shows and topics. We add a little Bob Guide of Wisdom, and we answer some emails. As always, we have some great topics and guests coming up next week. Monica Bryant. She's one of the executives, founders of Triage Cancer. All information about everything from the financial side to the mental side to the physical side, information, you know, what family out there, sports or not, hasn't had cancer touch them. Also, Sonia Wasden and the whole world of mental health. As we talk about all the time, and this is a real topic that we're going to get more into with her. Following week, the new CEO of Edwards Elmhurst, their former program director, former guest, Steve Thurston, will be coming back. And then also the Olympic gold medalist sprinter, the Canadian, Robert Esme, and his critique group will be joining us. So some great topics coming up on the Sports Doctor. A little bit of Bob Guida wisdom. The mini trampoline was such a big deal with Bob. Rebounding, balancing, working stability. Someone balancing on the mini tram with their baseball glove on, playing catch. Somebody standing on the mini tram with their tennis racket, balancing and swinging the racket, figure skaters balancing. And one of the things that was very innovative with the mini trampoline was looking at the trampoline like a clock. So if you were with your right foot standing at 3 o'clock on the tram, you were being tilted in and all your balance systems working to stabilize you to resist that. If you moved over on the tram, same right foot to 9 o'clock. Now the tram was tilting you outward. You were working all of those stabilizers. If you were 12 o'clock, it was tilting you backward. If you were 6 o'clock, it was tilting you forward. And this was a great way to stimulate all the balance systems. You know, Bob would talk about the stabilizers, the brakes, strengthening those systems. And the mini tram to this day is a fun, great piece of equipment. Whether you're a senior citizen, we're looking again to prevent falling, working on these stabilizers, or whether you're a high-performance 12, 13-year-old figure skater, we're really interested in challenging and strengthening all of these systems. A few emails. Joy says, you know, my son's a hockey player. He's 13 years old. He's had some concerns with his feet and ankles. I had a question about orthotics, hard or soft materials. You know, Joy, there's a better term we use, and from rigid to flexible. I like flexible, hard materials like plastics that are unbreakable, but that could be extremely forgiving and flexible as the ideal orthotic material. Important point, if your son is a serious hockey player, orthotics, we've had decades of experience in the worlds of skating, both figure skating as well as hockey. And it's one of the most powerful when the orthotics are custom and they're properly done, they fit well in the skates. Then there are two areas you can be very excited about. One is one of the best ways to protect and prevent problems. Back, knee, hip, foot, ankle. Orthotics are putting the foot and ankle, lower extremity, in its optimum position. So the foot's in the right position at the right time. Everything about skating improves. Edging, speed, balance. So this is something you really want to take a look at. Soft materials I might like in some instances for seniors, but we still like the bases of the device. And hard material, again, can be very flexible. Sometimes a soft, so it's not the best nomenclature. Angie says, my daughter's a 12-and-a-half-year-old volleyball player. She's playing 4 or 5 days a week. She's had persistent knee problems. We're seeing physical therapy. Pay attention to her foot mechanics, Angie. In the past, with all the work I've done from the Olympic level on down in the world of volleyball, half the time I used orthotics with girls, it was knee trouble. It was excessive flattening of the foot, excessive pronation. The female, wider hips, more of an angle down called a Q angle to the knee. So really, besides the rehab, besides the orthopedic evaluation involving the ligaments and tendons of the knees, if her feet don't hurt, it's usually ignored. Include podiatry. Steve says seniors in walking shoes. It's an important topic. And again, you want to be in a good walking shoe. You want to be measured properly. And we have a lot of confidence in the walking shoe industry, running shoe industry, as being the ideal place to be measured for proper fit. Also evaluate what is the best walking shoe brand for you. Is it Nike? Is it New Balance? And we do tell people, buy a name brand. Don't look to shortchange yourself by trying to get something that's some offshoot brand. There's a lot of great brands with walking shoes. Reebok, Nike, New Balance. I'm a New Balance fan because they pay big attention to width sizing. And we want to also pay attention to the vulnerability of walking shoes. If you walk every day, if you're walking 3-4 days a week, change the shoes at least a couple of times a year. Of course, the shock-absorbing materials tend to break down. And again, you too, if you've got a history of lower extremity problems, include podiatry. Orthotics can be magic to prevent trouble. Thanks, everybody. It's the Sports Doctor. See you next week.